If you follow me on Twitter, you may know that if I have a bad experience with an airline, I tend to rant about it. My recent vacation was cut short before it even started because of flight delays out of Jaeger Airport in Charleston, thanks to a certain airline that shall go unnamed. It was that same morning, sitting in the airport before the sun even came up, that a story from the Washington Post was brought to my attention. That story was written by Christopher Elliott. Elliott is a travel columnist for the Washington Post and USA Today, with a background as a consumer advocate, co-founding Travelers United, a firm that, in part, works to lobby Washington on behalf of travelers. His latest Post column is titled, "The Transparent Airfares Act, Hiding the True Cost of Your Flight." After reading it, I decided to look into the legislation for myself. H.R. 4156 is just 4 pages long. But don't let that fool you. If passed, it could completely change the way you purchase airline tickets. The Transparent Airfares Act of 2014 would, quote, allow advertisements and solicitations for passenger air transportation to state the base airfare. Basically, the airline or third-party sellers like Kayak or Expedia can begin to advertise only the ticket price up front, hiding the taxes and fees until the very end, right before the consumer goes to pay. Charlie Leoka, Elliott's Travelers United co-founder, says the bill legalizes a practice called drip pricing.
It's a form of bait-and-switch advertising, where you get a low-ball price, and then later on, you find out that there may be as much as another $30 or $40 just in taxes and fees. And finally, at the end, consumers learn what the total price is.
The bill says taxes and fees don't necessarily have to be posted on the same web page either. They can be disclosed through a separate link on a website or through pop-ups, things Leoka says consumers tend to ignore or block on their web browsers. Leoka adds pricing tickets in this way makes it basically impossible for consumers to search and compare airfare prices. Supporters, however, maintain the bill does make ticket prices clearer, breaking down the prices so consumers can see exactly how much they're paying in taxes and hold the government more accountable. That's why Congresswoman Shelley Moore Capito says she supports the bill and why she signed on as a co-sponsor.
You know, there's purposes for like TSA and other taxes that are fees that are attached to your airline bill that you just assume the airline is charging you, when in actuality, it's the government taxing each ticket to a fairly large extent, actually.
Congressman Nick Rahal was one of the bill's original co-sponsors. He declined an interview for this story, but staffers pointed to a written statement from his office that says, quote, "Hiding the real cost of flying from consumers is just plain wrong. Today, Americans demand more disclosure, not less," end quote. Both Capito's and Rahal's stance, as you can imagine, mimics those of lobbying groups pushing for the bill, like the Airline Pilots Association. A representative declined to do an interview, but said in an email, quote, "The bill would help to move the often misplaced blame that airlines receive regarding airfare increases by highlighting government-imposed taxes and fees," end quote. According to OpenSecrets.org, the ALPA also happens to be one of the top contributors to Rahal's campaign, donating $10,000 for the 2014 campaign cycle. They were not listed as a top contributor in Capito's campaign funds. The airlines argue only they must hide government taxes and fees within their prices. In Elliott's article, he uses the example of car rentals. When you search for a car, you're quoted the base price. Then taxes and fees are added as you reach the end of your booking. Leoka says, however, that's like comparing apples to oranges. Those are local and state taxes added on rental cars, and airlines aren't subject to those taxes. The bill so far has passed its only committee reference, pushed through the House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee, of which Rahal is the ranking Democratic member. According to Leoka, it was discharged from the committee without discussion. Leoka says he's still pushing in Washington to keep the bill from hitting the full House floor, but it's likely to see a vote. There's been no counterpart bill introduced in the Senate.